This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group. And now, here's Christopher Hart, Rich Jekyll, and Lucy Polito.
Hello again, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And even though we don't have the award-winning Lucy Polito from Score, we do have the original award winner from Score, the other part of the dynamic duo, the award-winning Rich Jekyll, back by popular demand. Rich, how you doing?
Hello, Christopher, cross my heart.
And hope to smile. And I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But, of course, this show is all about SCORE, the great organization that it is and all that it has to offer here locally and nationwide. And we once again want to thank you folks for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show, because the audience really has grown magnificently over the last few years. And, Rich, do you ever think we'd still be doing this when you had the idea? What was it, 5 years ago now?
5.5 years. Can you believe that?
Yep, I can.
5.5 years and about 20 beers ago.
That's right. So this show was conceived on the eve of the first. That was the first of the BizFests. Remember that BizFest that year?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Now, y'all going to bring that plan on bringing that back maybe next year? Because I think we're about that past the time now when you did the BizFests.
Yeah, it's going to be redone. The BizFest, for the audience out there, is just a group of businesses that get together, and it's sponsored by the National Entrepreneur Center. Everybody gets together and intermingles and does a lot of networking, huge amount of networking, right?
Absolutely. And it was an annual event with SCORE, and we look forward to that coming back. But in the meantime, SCORE is still operational, busier than ever, because a lot of people out there opening new businesses, and that's a great thing. And it is an organization that, as I said, is a nationwide organization and has how many volunteers now, Rich? Some 16, 17,000?
Yeah, it keeps fluctuating because of the times, but it's staying right up on that area, 16, 17,000.
That's nationwide, of course. Now, here locally, it's more like five dozen. And
5 dozen? Okay.
Yeah, if you don't have enough.
For those of you who have to cipher it with your toes, that's 60 people.
About that. That's right. And, of course, that includes Rich and Lucy Polito and a lot of other great folks, some who we've had on the show here recently, but many more. And they all have their particular expertise, their particular experience, their particular knowledge, and it's all available to you for the bargain basement price. Once again, how much, Rich?
Oh, my God, it's a big F word. It's free.
Careful. That's right. There is absolutely no charge right now for anything that's happening at SCORE. There's never been a charge for the mentorship, which is where the volunteers come in. Once again, they mentor you, from the beginning of your business through to the end. But really, just they're there as needed, right, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, it really starts at the webinars, in fact, you know.
Yep.
At the beginning, when the webinars will tell you everything that's basically how to start your business, what's involved, and that kind of stuff. They're 3 hour long, and you get a lot of information. A lot of people, frankly, will decide that, hey, this is too much for me, and I'm not going to start a business. It's too hard.
And
they're right. They wouldn't be right for it.
Right. And this is the situation with SCORE, in that they are always there to tell you the truth, because it doesn't help to, you know, send you wrong information or give you the wrong idea or not enough information. Because
or to cause it to fail.
Yeah, because to run your own business requires a lot of time, effort, passion, and faith, because surely you'll most likely anyway, have hard times somewhere along the way. But the more you work with SCORE, the less you'll have to endure those sort of things. And Rich mentioned the educational program they have, and all of that right now is at no charge. And that is compliments of some great sponsors that SCORE has. SCORE is a nonprofit organization, nationwide nonprofit organization. Of course, if you would like to help sponsor what goes on here locally, you can go to orlando.score.org, find out how to be a sponsor. That's orlando.score.org. And if you'd like to be a volunteer, you can go to that website as well. And of course, if you need some assistance, you can go to that website. Or you can call them on the phone. And if you call them on the phone during normal business hours, you'll get an actual human being who will answer the phone or call you right back. And if you leave a message during off hours, they'll call you right back. Right, Rich?
Yeah, man. No bots.
No bots there. And that number is 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844 for SCORE. And while you're at that website, by the way, orlando.score.org, please sign up for the excellent newsletter there. And it really is an excellent newsletter. And we'll keep you up to date on all the upcoming events, like one we're going to be talking about right now. So, as I said, the educational programs are webinars now. And in the future, though, they'll be optional, whether you'd like to participate live or on the webinar. And if you participate on the webinar, it's still interactive. And one example of that is the Coffee with a Leader series, which brings us to our guest today. And let's start with one of them who's been on the show with us before. And he is a co-founder of My Venture, and he is Jason Crystal. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having us today.
All right. Well, let me let you introduce your other co-founder because you know him a little better than I do.
Sounds good. So Luigi Perez is joining us today. He has many special talents, among them product design, compliance. I'll let him introduce himself.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. My name's Luigi Pera. I'm the chief risk officer of My Venture. Weirdly, I'm an attorney, an MBA, and I designed the app. So I don't know how that happened. I think we just had no choice, but it worked.
as long as the app works. All right. So that's a little sort of a preview of what we're going to be going through today, but let's kind of go back because we'd like to find out a little bit about the individual themselves. And Jason, if you could just kind of remind the audience, plus remember we have some new audience members out there, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, and a lot's changed because in a startup things change really quickly. So we can go through kind of how everything has evolved since last time.
Well, first if you remind little people a little bit about your background, then we'll do Luigi, and then we'll get into the evolution part. Okay.
Sounds good. So okay. My background is working in a lot of different tech startups. Worked in one that did dynamic pricing and retail technology, and was doing consulting, helping startups scale. So I've kind of always bounced around startup world, and co-founded this with Luigi. We'll let him talk about kind of his background as well.
Yeah, if you could give us a little bit more detail, if you would, Luigi. We had already met Jason before, but we'd never met you. Like, where are you from? Are you from Central Florida?
So, funny story. I've lived in Florida my whole life. Actually, from South Florida, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale area. But then ended up moving to go to law school in Michigan. I was there for about 3 years, and then I moved to New York, and that's when I met Jason. Coincidentally, he was my downstairs neighbor, and he just came to me one day and was like, "Hey, you know, I have a startup idea. I know you're in banking. I know you've done your own startup in the past. You know, how can we collaborate?" Really, it just the stars aligned. And in most cases, I think that's really with startups, you kind of try to find the resources wherever you can get them. It just happened to be my neighbor. And we hit it off just because we have a lot of similar interests. So we're both Star Wars people. We like crazy movies, Marvel, all that. But in terms of my background, so I come primarily from the banking world. I've worked for JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley in New York City, primarily in compliance. So I think for Jason, when he came to me with an idea about crowdfunding, considering that's kind of the finance technology world, I think that's really why he came to me. And from that point on, we just started, we decided like, right, let's see, how can we create an app that can help startups and small businesses get funding? And after a few trips to the local co-working facilities like the WeWorks, we decided that let's do some crowdfunding. And that's how my venture was born.
Okay. And real quick, the website, we're coming up on a break. So if you could just give us the website so people can begin to check it out as they're listening here.
Absolutely. That's www.myventure.com. That's my venture with a M-I venture.
Okay. So M-I and then the word venture, myventure.com. You can begin to check it out as we take the break. And Luigi is the chief risk officer. And what's your title there, Jason?
I'm the CEO.
Okay. All right. So we'll take this break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Jason Crystal and Luigi Pera, co-founders of My Venture. That's My Venture with an I, M-I, myventure.com. And by the way, they'll be making a presentation for the Coffee with a Leader series on May the 13th. So you can sign up for that at orlando.score.org. And always, that's why you need to sign up for the newsletter there, because you'll know about these events ahead of time and you'll be able to sign up for them and participate in them live. Of course, if you can't participate in it live, you'll be able to find it in the archive for these events at orlando.score.org. And that way you'll be able to see it over and over
again. You're going to show up in your Star Wars?
That's right. It just might. All right.
In the meanwhile, it doesn't take much to look like Chewbacca these days.
All right. In the meanwhile, we'll be right back with more of What's the Score. We are back. We are What's the Score? And by we, I mean myself, Christopher Hart, and then, of course, the award-winning Rich Jekyll of Score. Our guests today, Jason Crystal and Luigi Pera, and they are co-founders of My Venture. And that website, once again, is myventure.com. You spell my with an I instead of a Y, myventure.com. And, Luigi, you were just beginning to tell us a little bit about the fact that you didn't come right out and say it, but you were alluding to the fact that My Venture is a crowdfunding type of investment vehicle. Is that correct?
That's correct. So My Venture is a mobile first crowdfunding investment platform. So what that means is that any startup can essentially sign up on our website and can raise funds in exchange for equity. So what's really cool is that the crowdfunding world is relatively new. As of 2016, you know, under SEC and certain banking laws, particularly regulation CF, crowdfunding became essentially legal for non-accredited investors. And what that means is essentially, you know, everyone else other than the 1% now is able to invest in startups or in private businesses. So what we've done is we've taken advantage of this really cool law and really try to make a product geared to the everyday investor. You know, we want our next door neighbor, you know, Joe the plumber, my family. We want everyone to be able to invest in these startups. So that's what we did. We made a user-friendly mobile app where now anyone can download on both the Apple Store or the App Store and Google Android and invest as little as $25 in a startup with the goal of, you know, if you invest in a bunch of startups, the goal is that maybe one of them will become a unicorn. Now, granted, I must shoot this disclaimer by saying that investing is risky, especially investing in private businesses. But that being said, I think at the end of the day, we have one goal in mind when it comes to investing, and it's, you know, to see some money come our way. And what we've tried to do is make that easily attainable to some extent to the everyday investor.
Okay, Jason, back to you, because you earlier mentioned that since you were on the show before, the things have evolved a little bit. So can you kind of refresh us as to what was sure. and how is it different now?
Sure. So, you know, we always wanted to offer a variety of different investments on the platform. And we were had structured our initial investments mostly as debt. And what we found from interacting with the community that we've been building is there was really strong demand that people actually wanted to own shares in the company. And then a lot of the companies that were kind of in our orbit and that we were working with, they also wanted to, they didn't want to take on the burden of debt. They wanted to sell equity in their companies. So on both the supply side and the demand side, everyone kind of on the platform and in the marketplace was telling us that there needed to be a different model. And so in the last couple of months, we've launched 6 equity campaigns under this model. And we've experienced tremendous growth at a much faster rate than with the previous model. So the market is really telling us this is kind of what people want, and it works better for many of the companies. And it's also kind of what the investors, retail investors were looking for, is kind of the impetus behind that drove that change.
So if I could add to that too, one of the lessons we learned, because again, we're a startup ourselves. So this is, you know, this is a business we're trying to figure out. And part of the journey really is trying to figure out product market fit. And that's really what we learned by first doing small businesses with debts was thinking, okay, you know, we understand that with COVID, there's a lot of small businesses that were out there looking for funds. So we thought this would be a great solution, right? Let's onboard some small businesses. Let's do crowdfunding and offer debt. But in reality, although the idea sounded great, we learned firsthand that there were, one, the government was giving out a lot of support that we couldn't compete with, because inherently with our the interest rates that we had to put on with crowdfunding, because it is expensive, we couldn't compete in that sense. And additionally, there was a lot of alternative lending options out there. So we learned through this process that, hey, there's, although an idea is great, there's certain competition that can sneak up on you and certain factors you don't discover until you start doing it. But like
timing, you know, timing is everything.
Timing. Exactly. Timing is key. But that being said, we pivoted, right? So we went from, we decided to, okay, so what would work and what was in our pipeline that was attractive. And it turned out that we had a lot of tech companies that just kept telling us like, hey, can you guys do equity? We'd be happy to jump on. And we're like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. And before you knew it, we pivoted about 3 weeks ago. And in that time, we launched 6 businesses and already raised almost 15K across the board. So that's a lot more than we did throughout the 6 months. 4 or 5 months that we were with small business lending.
Wow. Cool. That was a good move. Do that shift.
Yeah, no doubt. Rich,
we're going to get you to download it, Rich. I think you're going to love it.
Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, some people may be out there thinking, is this Robin Hood? So can one of you guys address that? Sure. First of all, tell folks what I meant, because some people out there may not know what do you mean by Robin Hood. And
so,
then,
so Jay, if I can add to that. So
yeah, please.
So, first off, Robin Hood, if you don't know who they are already, you're missing out because they've created a great way for equity investing in just public businesses. So just, you know, about 5 years ago, you'd have to go to your investment manager to say you wanted to invest in Google. Now you could just download an app and do it yourself. So essentially, it's a equity investing app for retail investors. So that's become the new fad, or I won't even call it a fad. That's just the new way things are done now with investing. Everyone's investing from their mobile phone. Robinhood took advantage of that. If you heard of Acorns, Acorns does something very similar. And what we're trying to do is kind of follow that path, but with alternative investments, in our case, crowdfunding startups. So our goal is to, you know, when you pull out your mobile phone, you see your Robinhood button, you see your Acorn button. Next to those, you're going to see the My Venture button. Because, again, I think everyone can agree diversification is the way to go. And that being the case, you know, we like to think of ourselves as the Robinhood of startup crowdfunding.
And in that, there is the basic difference. Robinhood and these others allow you an opportunity to invest on the stocks that are listed on the New York Exchange or the NASDAQ or whatever. These fellas, My Venture is investing in the true startups that are hopefully going to end up on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. Isn't that sort of the intent here, Jason?
Yeah, so they're what are called pre-IPO companies, or they're private companies before they go public. And then, you know, the caveat there is they are much riskier than a publicly traded company, but they're also at much lower valuations. You're getting in much earlier. So that's the trade-off. And that's why, you know, it's always important to consult your own financial advisor whenever making any decisions. But that's why, especially when you're doing early stage private company investing, it's really important to build a diverse portfolio of them, because they're high risk and some will succeed wildly and many will fail. So just important to keep in mind.
And what are your the guys, the investors, what's their profile look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're, you know, we're still early in our journey, but what we're seeing is it's really a gamut. So we're seeing younger people, older people, men, women, people from all over the country. The common thread so far seems to be that they have some interest in investing already. They're maybe using apps like Robinhood or Acorns already. And I think that that makes sense. It's easier for us to kind of get them on board with this idea and teach them about, well, now you could do pre-IPO company investing. But eventually we do want to be able to get more people to consider allocating a small portion of their portfolio to alternatives to this asset class. So it's our users today are not necessarily representative of who they might be in the future, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And did you hear, Chris?
I heard, yes, a great attention? Question, yes. I took a note of it. I've got a little tally here. I've got one mark for you and about a dozen for me, so.
Oh, boy. somebody on every show says to Christopher, even though he asks terrible questions.
That's right,
They'll say, boy, Chris, that's a great question.
Yeah, that's just to humor me, I'm sure.
Right. I haven't heard it in 5 years. So here it was today. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on another break. Now, real quick, will one or both of you be making the Coffee with a Leader presentation on the 13th?
I'm presenting that one on the 13th. It's do you want me to tell people a little bit about what it's about? When we come back,
I don't have enough time in this segment, but we will in the next segment. Once again, we are speaking with Jason Crystal and Luigi Pera. They're co-founders of My Venture, myventure.com. You spell my with an I, myventure.com. And that's where you can invest in startups. And when we come back, we'll find out exactly, what kind of startups And then please register to see Jason make the Coffee with a Leader presentation on Thursday, May the 13th. And there's no charge for that, and it will be interactive. So you can sign up at orlando.score.org, and we will be right back with more of What's the Score.
Thank you.
We are back. We are What's the Score, and we want to thank you once again for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show, because it really has improved the audience. And back by popular demand, he was out last week, but he's back this week. Of course, that would be none other than the award-winning Score volunteer, Rich Jekyll. And I am Christopher Hart. Lucy Polito's not with us this week, but she said she was going to be on vacation, I think it was, Rich, last week. But But anyway, Score, once again, they're there for you. Human beings are still manning the phones at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. If you have a question about Score, or maybe want to, you know, sign up for the mentorship program there, no charge whatsoever, you can do all of that right there on the line. And then please sign up for the newsletter and for any events that you would like to participate in at orlando.score.org. And don't forget to please follow and like us on Facebook page. Rich really likes those love notes that you leave him there. That's Score Orlando on Facebook. And as we went into the break, Jason, you were just beginning to give us sort of a preview of the Coffee with a Leader presentation coming up on Thursday, May the 13th.
Yeah, thank you. It's geared mostly toward early stage entrepreneurs and founders. It skews a little bit tech, but it's still relevant for people who are kind of building a brick and mortar startup as well. And it talks about the different options that are available when you're fundraising in the early stages and kind of what that journey looks like, what different options come available. Obviously, we're a crowdfunding platform, so a section of it focuses in a bit more detail on that. But we talk a little bit about everything, different investment instruments, how people value a company when you're negotiating a valuation to raise a round. So we're going to cover a lot of different things, and it should be really interesting, and I'm looking forward to it.
Rich, were you going to say something, Rich?
No, I was listening.
Okay. All right. I saw you moving your hand around there. I thought you might want to say something.
That's how I listen.
Okay. All right. So, Luigi, this is the kind of thing I would think that most guys up on Wall Street kind of really look, you know, this is kind of where you really, how should I say it? I mean, this is where the adventure is, more or less, because you're looking at new ideas all the time. You follow what I'm trying to say here?
Completely. So that's a great part about my venture, is that the opportunities you're able to find there are, you know, we make no guarantees, but it could be the next Uber to some extent in terms of technology. So, for example, literally 10 seconds before I joined this interview with you guys, we went live with a new campaign for a company called Panda Wish. And essentially, they're marketed as the Uber for spa services. So what they've done is they've created a great platform that connects consumers with massage therapists, a licensed massage therapist, and beauticians that you can coordinate just at a click of your button from your mobile phone, and they'll be at your place at whatever time you schedule. So again, there's so many great technologies out there and so much innovation that we wanted to create this channel for these early stage startups to get some funding. And to your point, these are great opportunities to get in on the ground floor. There's always risk in private investing, and never invest more than what you can afford. But I think the theme of our model really is these type of high growth startups.
Yeah. And by the way, you can find a whole lot of risk on Wall Street too. Right. Just because they're a listed stock doesn't mean they're guaranteed to survive. But the rule of thumb is the riskier the higher the risk, the higher the return when they do return for you, because there's so much upside and very little downside, so to speak. Right.
And that's what we're trying to capitalize on, is making these opportunities more accessible by creating that $25 minimum. So anyone, again, whether it's your neighbor, your friends, the everyday investor can now be a part of these opportunities that were once very exclusive for venture capital firms and angel investors, and can create a portfolio of really 20 different startup companies for $500. And you know, who knows where they'll be 5 years from now.
That's right. And as you said, and if even just one of them breaks out, that they, you know, there you made your nut. I mean, that's the way it works.
Is there a max that you can invest in, or is a minimum? Yeah. Did you say $25?
No. So Luigi was given an example of what it would cost at the minimum to build a portfolio of 20 companies. There is a max base. There's a formula that the SEC and FINRA apply based on income and net worth, and it starts at $2,200 is kind of that where the floor is. But then based on your income or net worth, it could go up from there, and it resets every 12 months. So that's kind of how it works.
And
okay, do you guys have a pencil and paper? Because I got $25.
Yeah, we have the ability to do all that in the app. You know, it's very easy, and you don't have to think about it or track it with the pen and paper. You know, so very user friendly.
So someone on LinkedIn recorded. I guess they were doing a review of our app, and they were timing how long it would take to download the app and make an investment. And that we have no affiliation. They made they were able to make an investment within 55 seconds.
How about that?
From download to investment.
And you go to any app store, like I think you mentioned Apple and Amazon.
That's correct. So on the App Store and on Google Play, you can find My Venture.
Once again, you spell My MI. And that's also the website, myventure.com, myventure.com. And Jason, I think it was you, maybe it was Luigi earlier, maybe both of you, sort of spoke about timing. And it seems like the timing is just right for this, for your business model and for a lot of new businesses out there with models because of the changes that have been made over the last year to the way we live our lives and things like that. In other words, great opportunity for new businesses all the way around.
Yeah, there's a few really important trends that are happening. One is that just the growth of retail investing. So if you look between 2019 and 2020, retail investors make up 5% more market share than they used to. I think it was about 20%. It's gone up to about a quarter, which is a pretty big shift. So there's more retail investors that are getting involved in the markets. And then investment crowdfunding, which Luigi was talking about, has only been legal since the Jobs Act in 2016. It's continuing to grow in popularity. And then also there's been some regulatory changes in the past year where the cap on what a company can raise has actually gone up from about $1.7 million to up to $5 million. So more companies that are smaller and larger are able to utilize crowdfunding so they can get their customers, you know, financially and emotionally involved in their success. Then they're more likely to use that service or that product. They're more likely to recommend it to friends and family. And, you know, if you could raise money from anywhere, why not raise it from your customers and your friends and family that really care about your business? It's kind of a beautiful thing.
And if I could add too, in regards to timing, I think we all witnessed as of this January what Wall Street Bets and Reddit, and it's kind of spurred this kind of revolution of retail investors because everyone wants to get rich quick, which we that's not our philosophy at all. But it has created this new generation of investors, and you know, given the tools that are out there with Robinhood and all these other retail tools, it seems like timing is great for us just to be able to provide another investment tool now that everyone's kind of getting interested in investing, you know, through that whole, you know.
It allows a whole different group in my mind to come into play with the investing.
If you're looking, you know, if you're looking for places to put money, you know, the stock market's been on quite a tear, you know, who knows if that continues, but it's, you know, real estate is hot right now. It's tough for even, you know, really seasoned investors who have diversified portfolios or retail investors. It's hard to find places to put money now. Early stage startup investing, which typically, you know, historically has only been available to very wealthy people, you know, who have a lot of bargaining power and negotiating power. You know, it's really kind of one of the last, you know, untapped you know, places where people can explore, and they've started exploring, and it's a exciting time for investment crowdfunding.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Once again, we're speaking with Jason Crystal and Luigi Pera, co-founders of My Venture. That's myventure.com, miventure.com, myventure.com. I'll tell you, one of the other things that this does is, like, I remember when I first started investing, I went downtown and got me an account with Oldie. I don't know if you remember Oldie, Luigi, but they were like a invest broker house, and it cost you, I think the minimum was like $50 to place a trade, whether it was a buy or a sell. And then you might be tacked on, a percentage of the size of the purchase after that. And then I thought I'd really hit gold when I moved to Ameritrade and only had to pay like $20 a trade, right? And then it went down to $9 a trade. But then now you do it $0 a trade. So now you can focus entirely on where you're putting your money. Right? All right. In the meantime, we'll take a break and come right back. And you are listening to What's the Score. Once again, Jason will be making the Coffee with the Leader presentation on Thursday. That is May the 13th. It is, of course, free of charge, as Rich likes to say it, the big F word. And you can sign up at orlando.score.org. That's orlando.score.org. And please sign up for the newsletter while you're there. That way you'll have updates and you'll know about these events even before we talk about them on the show. And sometimes we don't mention them on the show. So make sure you go to orlando.score.org and sign up for that. And find the My Venture app.
You got to bring your own coffee.
That's right. Bring your own coffee. And don't forget to find the My Venture app at your app store. Download it and check it out. And check out their website, myventure.com. Remember, you spell my with an I, myventure.com. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. We are back. We are What's the Score? And we do want to thank you ever so much for tuning in and telling your friends and family. That's how the audience has really grown, and we really do appreciate that. Once again, I am Christopher Hart, along with Rich Jekyll, our guest today, Jason Crystal and Luigi Pera, co-founders of My Venture. Before we get back to the conversation, though, I'd like to remind you that radio is still a great way to get your voice, your message heard to a mass audience. And here locally, the best place to go to do that is Salem Media Group Orlando. Just give them a call at 407-618-1760. They will handle you like nobody's business, because radio is still a great way to get your message out there. And with Salem Surround, they can also help you with your social media platforms and integrate it all together. And they can put the whole package together for you right here at Salem Media Group Orlando. The number again is 407-618-1760. And please tell them that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hart sent you, right, Rich? All right.
Here I am, buddy.
All right.
I have a question for the guys.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rich.
Did you just misspell the me of MI, or did you?
My.
Is there some sort of thought process?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we definitely found to Florida, a lot of people call it Me Venture, and some people call it My Venture. Do you want to talk a little about this, Luigi?
Yeah, to be honest, the MY Venture was taken already. So it really just boiled down to what was available.
Now, you got to come up with some more exact answer.
I think it makes it more memorable. You use the I instead of the Y for My Venture.
It does. I mean, look at me.
All right.
It's aesthetically more pleasing, at least.
It is.
Text-wise.
Guys look pretty smart here. Did they misspell that word?
What's amazing is that you noticed it. All right. Anyway, Luigi, earlier you mentioned, was it, did I get it right? Panda Wish was that you just blew out right here before you went on the show?
That's correct. So we just launched Panda Wish as our sixth campaign on My Venture just about an hour ago, right before we jumped on this interview. So you could download the app, learn a little bit more about Panda Wish. And the great thing is, when you download the app, you could click on any campaign For example, Panda Wish. And the first thing you get hit with is a video of their pitch. So it's a 60-second pitch video from the founder. You're able to swipe through a few more photos of their product. You're able to scroll down to learn a bit more about the business plan. And we highly recommend it. And Jason, if you want to explain about a couple other campaigns we have on.
Also, I take it that you're looking for not just investors, but you're looking for startups. In other words, you're looking for both ends of the equation here, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Proceed.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So,
all right. You're now just 2-1 today, Rich. 2-1. You got me.
No. He said great point. He
okay.
Didn't say great question.
I give it to you. Go ahead.
We're really trying. Luigi and I are really passionate about working with entrepreneurs and founders in the Southeast, especially in Florida. So we're working with a few different accelerator and incubator organizations around Florida. So we're partnered with a couple, 1909 in West Palm, Rally here in Orlando, Venture Scale Up. We're working with Starter Studio, Black Orlando Tech, and we're working with them to try and find really high quality founders who want to be on the platform. So that's usually the best way. If you're in an incubator or accelerator program and this sounds good, definitely reach out to us. And then if not, and you want to be in one, you know, that's where we can also make introductions there. It's always, startups are always more fun when you're with friends that are going through similar pain on their journey. And accelerators and incubators are a great place to find like-minded people. And then in terms of the other companies on the platform, we have some really fascinating ones. So Kismet is a biotech company, and we met her in the UCF incubator. And she has an amazing product. You know, it has patents and has government grants. We have one called Xliminal, which is a 3D real estate company. They actually do virtual reality where they virtualize very expensive homes so that people can, you know, walk around in them and experience them. SaltFlix is a faith-based streaming service. And, you know, it's something that is going to be on Roku and has been growing. Moonrock is a landlord-tenant application, and Rooted is a vitamin drink. That's actually in Whole Foods, and they're looking to expand direct-to-consumer with e-commerce. So, and then Panda Wish is the one Luigi mentioned. So there's a lot of variety on the app. There's really something for everybody. So we really highly encourage people, just listen to these founder pitches, read about their business plans. If you have questions that aren't answered either in the pitch or the business plan, you actually have the functionality to ask the founders questions. They get an alert right to their phone. They usually respond within 24 hours. And all the founders are really responsive, love answering questions about their business. So it's a really, really cool way to interact.
Yeah, that's one way you'll know. Go ahead, Rich.
When somebody comes to you and says, I want to go out for this type of thing, do you help them set the share price and that kind of stuff, or do they just have to dream that?
That's a great compliance question for Luigi.
Yeah. There you go, so, Rich. You're on a roll, Rich.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm off the air.
I'm going home.
You guys need some sound effects every time someone says that.
Like a big bong.
That's right. So to answer that question, actually, we don't offer shares. The great thing is we have a security called a crowd safe. And essentially what that is, it's a simple agreement for future equity. So for these early stage startups, they don't want to give up shares so fast, because then you have to give yourself a valuation. Mm-hmm. So to avoid the whole valuation phase, at the end of the day, you're essentially purchasing a security that says at the time of your next financing event, whatever that valuation is, the money you put in will equal the amount of equity you own in the business versus that valuation. And of course, there's a couple terms in the crowd safe that we provide that have a valuation cap and a discount rate to, so that no matter what, you will get a discount price for your shares way better than what you would have gotten it at the next round had you invested at that round. So yeah, we've done a great job at creating a great instrument that is both founder friendly and investor friendly.
Yeah, it sounds like it, really unique.
And once again, it makes it even more easy for the retail investor out there to get involved. And as you said, diversification, having a little bit here, a little bit there, that's how you really want to do it. And this is a great opportunity in the sense that the reward can be pretty much unlimited. So you can go to myventure.com, my is spelled with an I, M-I, myventure.com, and check things out there. If you want to download the app, just go to your app store and find the My Venture app. It's just that easy. And you said within a minute you can download the app and already begin the process of investing, according to this outside source?
Yeah, so someone posted a video, and you could have probably searched through our My Venture LinkedIn page, and there's a video of someone reviewing it. And yeah, in 55 seconds, you're able to, from download to making an investment, that's all it takes, 55 seconds. I think we can beat that if we did it ourselves, but you know, we'll try to keep it.
The time it takes to make a cup of coffee.
That's it. Yeah.
Put that on your website. That's pretty cool.
I got to admit, you know, I used to like to watch the morning shows when they'd ring the bell on Wall Street and you'd have everybody down there on the floor making trades and stuff like that. Are those days long gone, Luigi?
Oh, no, those days. Well, you know what? Hey, the goal is that these companies we onboard will be ringing those bells.
All right.
That.
All that's right. That's cool. It. All right. Gold. And don't forget. That's it. Don't forget to sign up for the Coffee with a Leader presentation that Jason will be making on Thursday, the 13th. There is no charge for that. Never is for the Coffee with a Leader presentations, nor anything at SCORE right now. And that's due to some great sponsors. And you sign up for that at orlando.score.org. And if by chance you happen to miss it, you can find it in the archive at orlando.score.org. And don't forget to check out the great website at myventure.com. Spell my with an I, myventure.com, and check out the app and get going and help some of these great business ideas, these great entrepreneurs out there. And great, and it's great to watch them succeed along the way as well. And say, yep, I was in on the very start of that. So you can be in on the ground floor, as they say. And so we're just about a minute left. Jason, any last thoughts before we go here?
No, I very much appreciate you giving us the opportunity to tell more people about it. You know, that's the phase that we're at. We're trying to get the word out. And every time someone signs up, they tell more people. So we're trying to get the word out, tell your friends. And if you have questions, it's very easy to contact Luigi and I right in the app. There's a contact us button. So there are no stupid questions. Just ask us questions. We'll respond right away.
That's a great question.
Luigi?
And thank you for having us on the show. And I did want to add, we're going to have Ask Us Anything meeting call on Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. So you could just go onto our LinkedIn and we have a post up and just click that link at 4 o'clock and we'll be there to answer any of your questions. Whether it's crowdfunding or investing, just let us know.
That's My Venture on LinkedIn. Well, you guys, you got a great thing going there, and you're helping the community and entrepreneurs, and I'm sure you'll be very successful. And thanks for being on the show with us today. And
until, yeah, it was fun. Thanks a lot, guys.
Until next week, that's going to wrap it up. And so until then, that'll be all for What's the Score?